Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Von Hessler Doctrine podcast. Remember, you can hear the show every weekday from 9 to noon right here on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. Hey, guys. I sound like an influencer.
Yeah, you do.
Hey guys.
Smash that like button.
If you're just downloading this and you're not in the habit of listening to the show live, well, shame on you. But that's not why we decided to drop this at the beginning. Here in Atlanta, we had some crazy weather. Chaotic, one might say. Tornadoes were involved. As a result, because WSB is a news and information station, the show was preempted for what, about an hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
About an hour. So that's an hour less content. That means the podcast is going to be much shorter. And we just wanted to let you know why. Someone you can blame. You can blame us. You can blame Mother Nature. You can blame WSB. But it really doesn't matter who you blame. The podcast is going to be shorter today.
Live from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, and beyond, Hour 1 of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. I am your lovable, getting really close to once again being huggable, mid-morning chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Man of a thousand voices, Tim Andrews. Lady of quite a few voices in her own right, a mother of two, an empowered female, and a personal hero of mine, Autumn Fisher. And the handsomest producer in all of producery, Jared Yamamoto. Hey. And before you ask me a question, well, how come we're not on YouTube?
We are on YouTube.
Oh, we are.
I
thought red meant stop. Red means go.
Means you are live. Look at the little red light.
All right, very good. But the red light's on, which means if you want to watch this three-hour extravaganza, you can. Go to the Von Hessler Doctrine Facebook page, and voila, there we are. Okay, I'm sorry to have interrupted you.
Well, I was just concerned about you. I was wondering how you were doing after getting your shot on Friday. I know, I had a great weekend. I went out and about. I was fine.
Yeah, he went out and partied. And
Second shot was a breeze.
Yeah, you know what? I cleared out the whole weekend and decided, you know, because most people, no problem. But I have some friends who got a fever, things like that.
Yeah.
Not terrible, but like 8 to 20 hours of not feeling all that well. So I just cleared it out for it. And it never really happened. A couple times I thought, am I getting it? Yeah, but never got to a fever thing. The other thing is the arm. A little ache in the arm. More than the first time
a
around.
A little?
I had it hanging around with a slug in there. Let's not scare people, Tim. It's not excruciating pain.
I had a mild headache and it was terrible.
Chew off my own arm.
Yeah, but other than that, no, it was it went swimmingly. It went swimmingly. And so now, so when am I fully vaccinated? In 14 days or something?
14 days from Friday. So I guess that would be May 14th.
I want to ask you a question.
Why not now if you got the shot?
Because it takes a little time.
Get out of here.
It goes through your body. Well, actually, because it's the second shot, you have some level. It's 14 days before you reach that 94-95%. It's not as if it's nothing until then.
All right.
But when we say fully vaccinated.
Until you have to get the booster.
Yeah, that's like I got the ouchie Fauci a little bit.
Fauci,
I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're one of those Trumpers who doesn't want to get the vaccine.
No, Fauci, I got the vaccine. I'm just saying it's
you believe in science?
I got the vaccine.
All right, enough of the ouchie Fauci crap.
Oh, it's the Fauci ouchie. No, I said it wrong.
Oh,
it's
whatever, the Fauci ouchie. Stick it up your ouch hole.
it's a term of endearment. I don't understand why. It's not something people aren't slamming you with that.
I'm
hurts
tired of all these nut jobs like Autumn, who's not going to get the vaccine.
Hey,
leave Autumn alone.
That's my own business.
Why are you going after the lady on the show?
We need this country to get vaccinated, or we're all going to be wearing masks until the end of time.
Well, this is an interesting. This is.
I like wearing a mask. It covers up my double chin.
Yeah,
I get to decorate my eyes better.
It's every day's Halloween for her.
Yeah, hey, Fauci, that's anti-Autumn there. That's what it is.
Oh, whatever. Just knock it off.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. It wasn't an insult. The Fauci ouchie is kind of a term of endearment. It hurts a little bit.
When's your podcast? I want to be on it.
You want to be on the podcast?
Yeah, how much you pay?
We don't pay anything, but we'll be on a little bit later.
Well, I'll be on with Offset later.
Nice.
He pays.
How are he and Cardi B doing?
I don't know who that is. I'll just take the money.
He pays, huh?
Yeah.
You get paid to get the word out. This is interesting, and I got to give credit to Eric Erickson. I was driving home, and he brought this up. And I really had not thought about it, but it is true. So Biden, this was last week in the interview, I think, with NBC. I can't remember. I'm not familiar with Craig Melvin. Is he NBC?
Yeah, I think he is.
Craig Melvin. I'm the nerd at NBC.
That's Jerry Lewis character.
Yeah, Melvin.
I think it's NBC.
You nailed it.
Yeah, he did the interview. It was last week, I think, that he did the interview.
He also does MSNBC as well.
Well, this may have been on MSNBC, actually.
Okay.
I just got it in the news aggregators. And I heard it on Erickson. And Erickson made a great point. So Biden has been vaccinated. Almost everybody around him has been, well, everybody in the White House that's near him has been vaccinated.
Right.
When he did the appearance, wasn't really a State of the Union, the State of the Union light. He almost, everybody had the opportunity anyway to be vaccinated that was in the chamber, but yet the mask and the social distancing and all this. So this Craig Melvin asked the question, what's the deal? You're vaccinated, you're wearing a mask, how's this going to work? And Biden tries to break it down. So go ahead and hit this.
Look, you and I took our masks off when I came in because look at the distance we are. But if we were, in fact, sitting there talking to one another close, I'd have my mask on and I bet you'd have a mask, even though we've both been vaccinated.
Huh?
And so it's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact.
Okay, so then go on to the roll to the second one where we get into the patriotic duty.
It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake. It's making sure that your wife, your children, if in fact they haven't been vaccinated, making sure that they're not going to get sick.
And Eric Erickson mentioned something that I hadn't thought about. It seems rather obvious. We're getting to the point now where we're shutting down mass vaccinations. We have plenty of vaccine available. If you want the vaccine, it is not difficult to get. It's already started that you can just start showing up places. Even if they say you have to have an appointment, make an appointment in reality, people are just showing up and getting vaccines. We have more vaccine available right now in this country than people who are showing up to get the vaccine. And so we get this idea where we have to continue to mask up to protect others. The others being those who are not vaccinated. And Erickson brought this up, and it's very true. It's like, well, at what point is it on the unvaccinated? We've done this in record time. We have this available. Now, listen, it's America. People aren't getting vaccinated for whatever their personal reasons are. But that's your personal choice. How long do the rest of us have to be held hostage to the notion that you don't want to get the vaccine? Again, it's America. I'm a libertarian. I am not for mandates. You do what you feel best. But the rest of the society has to continue to bend over backward toward you. There needs to be a point where, hey, if you're not vaccinated, that was your choice, but society's getting ready to roll. We're going to roll like the old days. We're just going to get together and do things. And you can choose to take your chances in crowds or not go out or live under your bed for the next year, whatever you want to do. But it has to flip. And I would say by June 1st, since it's early May, and we already know we have more vaccine than the people who want vaccines, I'd give it about another month. And I would say by June 1st, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, you're American. Great. Great on you. That's your choice. But we're moving on. And I don't think our behavior as people who've been vaccinated needs to be governed by protecting those who refuse to get the vaccination.
Right,
That's their choice. And again, I would not do a mandate. I'm a libertarian. It's America. You have a right to decide whatever you want. But first thing we can do is get rid of this phony baloney narrative that there's some sort of reason that people aren't getting the vaccine that has to do with what a horrible country this is. We haven't got it out there. Rich people are getting it more. The fact is, if you are a living, breathing of sound mind and body American, and you want the vaccine, hey, you might have to work toward it for 5, 10, 15, 25 minutes of your life.
What?
But it's available to you. And you got to get rid of the, if you want to solve problems, the phony baloney narratives have to go out the window. I'll give it one more month. Maybe there's somebody who lives in a cabin on a mountain in West Virginia.
What disease are you talking about? Well, let me come down and get my mark.
But you know what's not happening? People not getting a vaccine because they can't get the time off or something like that. That is baloney. That is baloney. There isn't a corporation in this country. It's all CYA. They're going to bend over anyway to allow you the time to get a vaccine. So we're at the beginning of May. We're already there. I'll give it another month. I would say right now, if you are not vaccinated with at least one going on the second one, that's your choice. But the rest of the country is not obligated to stand still because you're not willing to get the vaccination. You know, it's just, and that's your choice. We don't understand how to listen to people on the radio with nuance anymore. How can it be that that voice on the radio is saying he's perfectly fine with me making the decision, whatever it is, to have or not have the vaccine? And then the same voice says, hey, wait a minute, he's not going to pander to me anymore? That's called the real world. There hasn't been a lot of it lately, but that's the real world. All you can do as a society is the best you can against something. I would say pretty quickly, we've turned around with a vaccine. If you don't believe in it, I'm not going to continue to stand motionless because you refuse to act. It's on you. It's your choice. Yeah.
Well, and you saw here in Georgia on Friday, Governor Kemp lifted basically every restriction that was left. Now restaurant workers don't have to wear the masks anymore when they're working. The bowling alleys don't have any restrictions, or the movie theaters don't have any restrictions at all now. So
always
we're basically,
the bowling alleys.
We are 100% open now.
It's Governor Kemp with his
you can
bowling.
Rent shoes now.
It's always about bowling with
I
you.
I love bowling. They didn't pull out. We got the bowling all-star game coming up. So.
Yes!
What I'm saying is society is getting ready to move on without some kind of huge spike that comes from nowhere and puts us in. And if you're choosing not to be a part of that, that's fine. But you can't expect everyone else to decide to not go to the party because of your decisions. Forget sometimes now we're on camera. Can watch us all you want. Full show on the Von Hester Doctrine Facebook page. No, I'm
YouTube.
Sorry, YouTube page.
Ew.
Go there and do all those things you're supposed to do. You know what it is. You know the routine. I don't have to tell you. So I started smelling around here a little bit. I was like, something smells. Is it me? And I kind of sniffed myself. Okay, gave myself a pit sniff. And pit sniff. I had that at Atlanta Motor Speedway once. Great memory. And then I didn't realize everybody's looking at me like, oh, Eric's smelling himself.
Well, you know, Dr.
It couldn't be me, as I'm thinking, is because I'm unusually clean. I mean, I had a great Sunday. I cleaned my house. I went to bed last night ready for this week. Ready for this week. The dishwasher was unloaded. Everything put back where it was supposed to be. Everything was clean. Washed all my clothes for the week. Feeling good. And then there's like a funky smell in here.
What?
Is it me? It can't be me.
I have a suspect. The last person to sit in that chair, because everybody else is in different studios all over the place,
Dr. Joe.
And Dr. Joe probably uses that organic stuff.
Yeah.
Last night I had a bunch of organic farts in here. It was wonderful.
I'm growing mushrooms in my pockets. Yeah, they're organic.
And then I'm going to eat them and trip.
Yeah, it's got to be him. Well, it's an organic. Trip, so that's the important thing.
Non-GMO trip?
Yeah, it's a non-GMO trip.
Hey, you see more of the goat people that way.
Goat people?
The goat people that lead you around and show you all the stars and you meet the crazy lizard lady who tells you what to do.
Isn't that, what's the thing that Joe Rogan is always talking about?
DMT.
DMT.
Yeah. DMT. TNT.
Something like that. That's where it's supposed
to watch TNT.
So there's what happens? You start talking to a snake or something.
Well, you see the spirit people.
Yeah, I don't want to see the spirit people.
Why? They're benign.
Are they?
What happens on ayahuasca? Do you
same
also
thing,
meet
but for like a week.
People?
Yeah. I don't want to meet lizard people. I don't want to meet guides. I don't want to. You know what I want?
Shamans.
Nice. I want nothing more than that slight tingling feeling. You know, sitting on the deck on a weekend.
You don't want like an astrological Sherpa to guide you through the cosmos.
No,
I want to go to Mars, but I don't want to take a rocket, so I'll just eat this drink the ayahuasca tea.
Yeah, it would scare the hell out of me.
Ayahuasca, like part of getting to the trip in ayahuasca,
vomiting,
puking.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, first you get that out of the way, and then it's great. Yeah, you know what? I'm never going to find out the second part. First part, a little too much. I'm never going to be that invested.
18 hours of, when's this going to end?
Like, you know, like one of these, like, spiritual guides in these drug trips could come to me. They could, it doesn't matter what they say.
You
it could
see
be
that
the,
knife?
It could be the nicest thing in the world, and I still would be totally freaked out. I don't want to talk to, you know, being sane is recognizing or that there are voices in your head, but they're not, they don't mean anything, right? I mean, that's, everybody, if you think about it, we all have a little thing, oh, that was a bad thing to do. Oh, I could have done that better. Or, oh, wouldn't it be nice to get so-and-so? I mean, these are all thoughts, could be thought of as voices. They're not really voices. They're just thoughts. And part of being sane and not giving into that is recognizing that these are just, you know, sundry things going through your brain. But you start taking drugs and start talking to those voices directly.
Third eye, you can see.
Yeah, and the voice tells you to do things that you don't want to do, but you got to listen to the voice.
Touch yourself.
Stop.
Bend over. Yeah.
No thanks. You know what? I think that I have enough.
There's just a guy living under my bed.
Somehow I feel like Tim Andrus has had this experience before. Yeah. You got a very creepy spiritual guide, I believe.
Yeah, I do.
He bent over.
And remember that German billionaire from last week? Understood Bitcoin after, you know, taking drugs like that.
That sounds like Eric's story about understanding the universe after doing something.
The difference is that this guy came back from it really understanding. All I know is when this particular thing happened to me, and I won't talk about it, this is a family show, but I'll just tell you this. It was deep, and no kid should be doing what I was doing when I was a kid, but I will tell you that in the middle of it, right in the middle of it, all of the answers of the universe were revealed to me. Mm-hmm. But 10 seconds later when I came out of it, I no longer knew what those were. But I still have that feeling. I mean, it's just like, oh,
it's right there.
That's what it's like. It wasn't even like it's right there and I can't get it. It was
you touched the face of God.
It was revealed to me, not by a person, by a Sherpa, anything. It was just an understanding of everything. Time and space and fit, everything came to me at the feeble age of 15 years of age, and yet 10-15 seconds later I didn't know what it was. So it's just worthless, except that I can think to myself the rest of my life, I thought, you know, I felt more comfortable because there is an answer. I know it. I just don't know it.
No, you knew it.
You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you put a call out there? Hey, if tell us about your DMT trip. Call it.
It wasn't DMT. It was, I've never done this kind of thing. It was, I was very reckless.
Yeah. Glue?
No, I will not tell people
glue
what it is, because you know what the problem is? You know, even if, glue. Yeah, Elmer's, nothing happened.
White out.
If glue is I ate a lot of glue when I was like in third grade. Why do kids eat glue?
Tastes good. I huff Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, because it's salty.
I huff it.
No. Huffing Play-Doh.
Put a bunch of Play-Doh in a paper bag and wander around my neighborhood.
People would eat Play-Doh when I was a kid.
Nice.
And I think I was too, because it's the same thing that you made those topographical relief maps out of, right? It's just like flour and salt or something.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat.
And dye.
Somewhat, yeah.
Dye.
Some of the things that I did back when I was that age have come back to haunt me. I'm convinced that my early baldness came from the fact that when I was in, I don't know, first grade, second grade, I would pull. I loved the feeling of pulling hair out of the top of out of my skin.
That's one
that little tingly thing, one or two at a time. And wouldn't you know it, the pattern right there is right where it was.
Well, you probably pulled out the useful follicle, the one that you really, really needed.
That was the one.
Yeah, that was the one that would have kept
the God. The God follicle.
The God follicle. Yes,
there's a show name.
I removed it. Yeah. I removed it. All right. Well,
you're gonna regret this one day. I'm going to pull.
It just hadn't occurred to me. It's like, I don't know what there's a little bit of a, I don't know, fetish is the wrong word.
No,
for
it's
a kid.
Called trichotillomania. It's a common thing. It probably was a form of stress release.
No, it was not. I wasn't in any stress. Why would I have
any
stress?
I am a couple weeks short of my medical degree.
Yeah. You know,
but I still know more about this.
Your degree's in psychobabble.
MD.
I had nothing to be stressed out about. In first grade, my father had been released from prison. What is there to be stressed about? I have to talk to Autumn a little bit about this. Now that we're on every show, all 3 hours on the Von Hessler Doctrine YouTube page.
Whoa.
Yeah, she does the show from her closet. I get that. But then she leaves in between, and she leaves the door open, and you see her unmade bed and just all this, you know.
I know. I have a bunch of towels on the ground.
Come on. Little show business there, my dear. Little show business.
How about you stop smelling your pits?
Hey, listen.
And then I'll clean up my room.
You know what? I'm interested in hygiene in both of those situations, my own and yours.
True.
So
okay.
I'm at least consistent.
Yeah.
In my weirdness.
Which do you think smells worse, your pits or her bedroom?
My pits.
I almost said her pits. Her bedroom looks worse than my pit smell.
Yeah.
It's not worse. It's very clean.
Who knows?
The sheets
what's in
are
there.
Clean. It's just not made.
It's not tidy.
Yeah, correct. It's not tidy, but it's because I had a really busy day yesterday.
Okay. We're in show business. We don't worry about that. Our job is to pretend that our lives are perfect so others can enjoy their
Maybe
day.
Maybe if I made more money.
Look at this. All the troubles and problems.
Gosh.
Yes, Jared.
It looks like, Autumn, in your closet that you're trying to market that dress that's behind you.
Yeah,
you have that presented there. What's going on there?
Is this available on eBay?
Von Etsy Doctor?
Yeah. Listen, maybe every day it will be like a preview of what I'll wear tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. You see, that's a little excitement right there.
All right, I'll wear this dress tomorrow.
And if you want to see her put it on, that's the OnlyFans page, right? We're getting it. Von Etsy
Doctor.
It's the URL.
www.youarenotinvitedtotheurl.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got www.com.
Hey, that's where you'll find it.
It's called You're Not Invited.
That ain't Autumn.
You know, very quickly before we get to Wesley, I have to say something I noticed because I learned things. I want to pass it along to people. And I get disabused of certain notions. So I told you I was watching that documentary, several parts, on the Goths. Because I didn't know much about the barbarians and everything. And so I wanted to know where it started and where it came from. And it turns out they were really cold and afraid of the Huns. They just went south. But there's the Visigoths and there's the Ostrogoths and these other Goths. And this is one thing I noticed, at least looking at this, because they have those actors who pretend. Because we didn't have video back then.
We didn't?
No.
What?
So there's no footage. So they have actors.
What about the internet?
Well, not even that. Not even that. No internet back in that day.
Dial?
No dial-up. There were no dials.
Oh.
This is pre-dial. So what I noticed from the actresses that were part of the cast is, strangely, no goth girls amongst the goths. How did being a goth or a goth kid... Wait, did you know goth kids, Jared? They're always there.
Of course,
there's one or two in every high
school.
But I'm
more emo for my generation.
I expected to see something that would look like goth kids, like they're adopting. But there appears to be no.
They were smoking. You couldn't see them. They're behind them.
I mean, don't goth kids? They have like a little mascara, a little makeup. I thought maybe I'd see some sort of, you know, war paint that would remind me of nothing. I'm telling you, this is what I learned. No, apparently, no goth girls amongst the goths. Let's do this.
What's the market doing? With Money Matters, Wes Moss.
Wes Moss is going to explain to me when becoming gothic had nothing to do with actually being gothic. Wes Moss is the host of Money Matters right here on WSB every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. How are you this morning, Wes or Moss?
Moss.
He's a Moss girl. Yes.
Russ?
Wes Moss.
Good morning.
We talk about the COVID economy with you. Yes.
Great to see you guys. Even though I'm not in studio today,
why?
I'm watching on the YouTube page.
Oh, very good. But why are you not here? It's weird. When I'm in Florida and Jared's at home, Wes comes in. Will you have a problem with us?
It's a power play.
Your armpits.
Hygiene has been the theme of the day. You can tell me, man. We're here. When I'm here, you're not here. And when I'm not here, you're here. I'm starting to take a hint, a clue. Put it that way.
Ships in the night.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, though. It's interesting. The more you describe the onlineness of this, I need to stop watching the studio because it's messing me up. I'm going to just
It's a little bit behind. It's a little bit behind you.
It's like trying to sing
the national anthem. It's a little behind.
But you're seeing that Mevo camera that's in the back. Mm-hmm. When you look beyond the room to the right and you see Autumn. It does. I can't tell. It almost looks like because it's so far away from the camera, it almost looks like there's just like a curtain behind her. I can't quite tell where she is.
It's a curtain of filth is the problem, as I look at it. So, hey, Wes, listen, I saw this. We talked about the COVID economy, and I think that we're back. I think we're coming back. I'll tell you this. This is from the Wall Street Journal. We're ditching the sweatpants. Apparently, case study, in the past few weeks, pants with buttons and zippers have begun outselling those with drawstrings or elastic waistbands at L.L. Bean. That tells you people are getting ready to go back to life. Am I right?
According to L.L. Bean, yes. But no question about it. I mean, the powder keg economy, it's here. The inflation isn't coming. It's here. Mm. Earnings are going crazy. Almost 90% of companies that have been reporting. We're in the earnings season. You get this period of time once a quarter where all 500 S&P 500 companies report in a matter of a couple of weeks. So you get a week or two where you might hear from 150 companies. So you get an indication of how they're doing financially. And it's just been through the roof. Last week, we heard from Amazon. We heard from Apple, Google. These are companies that had revenues up 40 to 50%. And then what I think is even a more significant indicator of performance for companies, and I think of this as a different, there's two different ways to look at this. You can look at the stock performance, which is somewhat indicative of how a company's doing, and then you can look at the financials of a company and see how the company itself is really doing. And last week we heard some very large dividend increases. We don't talk about dividends a whole lot here, but dividends are this great measure. You can't really lie about your cash payout to investors. So when a company says, hey, we're going to raise our dividend by 7%, it's a really big deal. They have to have the money.
Yeah, they've got more cash on hand in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, so we saw a huge boost last week. We saw Apple, Chevron, IBM, Kellogg, Raytheon, the big defense company, Cabot Oil and Gas, all these companies not just doing well, but raising what they pay out to their shareholders. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's exploding all over. And then here's the thing. We've talked about this for over a decade, maybe 15 years, more than that. We've been in search of inflation. And then we started talking about it here a few months ago because I said, I'm just looking at this recipe. What's in the pipeline, and if we don't find inflation this time, then it's just dead and buried, and who knows why. But now, within the last week, it's just like everybody's just saying, nope, it's there. Inflation is happening. Prices are being inflated all over the place because of so many different factors, some of them having to do with some shortages in supply as we get back going again, but not all of it. A good deal of it appears to be worked in with this, what I call this this cocktail, this recipe of stimulus and the government, private companies having to compete with the government on wages, which means wages have to be inflated, which means that price is going to be passed on into the products, and so many things. But right now, I feel like, Wes, we were talking about this on Friday, in the initial blush, there's going to be so much pent-up demand and spending and vacations and all of this that people aren't really going to be worried about inflation at first. It's not going to slow them down at first.
Well, there's so much appetite just to get back out in the real world. And for the listeners that are here in the South, I always try to remind folks that if you live here in Georgia, we've kind of been open and we're very much open. In fact, today is our first day in our office that we've gotten rid of the mask mandate because everybody in our office has been vaccinated. For the most part.
And the governor has lifted basically, are there any restrictions left in Georgia?
I think we're still in a public health emergency, but for the most part, though, like the big thing was allowing waitresses and waiters to be able to take the mask off when they serve, you know. Now it's up to the restaurant to decide that.
Are they opening the sex clubs again?
Those have been open.
They never closed. Yeah, those...
No, I don't mean the strip clubs. I mean the, I'm talking about the swinger clubs. I'm talking about the full-on. All right, Wes.
But, you know, one of the things, I'm just going to skip right over that.
Yeah.
One of the things
you don't think that's part of the economy? It certainly is, at least in my life. All right, go ahead.
I think that is one of the things that has been around in every economy since the beginning of time. But what could throw a little cold water on that, there's still plenty of things to worry about, right? Yeah. I worry, number one on my list is the government crowding out the private sector. You know, the fact that the government's going to come in and spend $2 trillion over the next couple of years on infrastructure, and then their human their Families Act, which is another couple trillion. Ugh. That just can crowd out actual private business, which I don't like that. But as far as the taxes are concerned, right? I mean, to me, that is always the emotional and scary piece of the equation. Biden is doing everything he said he was going to do. Yeah. At least he's trying. And you have the top personal tax rate going up. You have the corporate tax rate going up. Now, you've got estate taxes going up. You got capital gain and dividend rates all proposed, proposed to go higher. And I think the more I'm learning, by the way, SALT is going to change too. The state and local tax
SALT,
that got capped.
Yeah, that's where you basically, if you live in a low tax state, you have to help reimburse those who are in high tax states through your federal taxation. Is that correct?
That's the way I would say higher real estate value and higher state tax states are complaining that they don't get to deduct as much as they used to because now the SALT is capped at 10 grand.
So because, we should explain, those states got away with it, New York State, California, those states got away with it because people didn't care so much because they could get it back on their federal tax returns. And so now that's going to change back again where politicians in high tax states, let's put it this way, do not want to be on the hook for those taxes. And in the past, people didn't care so much because they could write them off.
A huge part of that, right? So if you paid 50 grand in state taxes, which is less hard to do in California because they have a, you know, you can be up to 12% or 13% in state taxes. And let's say your property taxes are another 20, 30, 40,000. Again, high real estate values. You used to be able to, if you had 100 grand between those two, you could deduct the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Trump
now,
changed that. Politically, politically, he wanted people. I think it's a pretty smart thing. He wanted the citizens of those states to recognize how high they were being taxed, so they could take that with them to the polling place. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and it's what we've seen is ever since SALT, it's accelerated people moving out of those states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now they're going to remove that, go back to the old way. All right. The music says we have to stop here for a moment, but I can't wait to come back and continue speaking with my friend Wes Moss.
Very funny and doesn't toe any party line.
I've had times I've had to pull over and stop because I was laughing too hard.
9 till noon on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Wes Moss, what do you think of this Warren Buffett? You think he knows what he's talking about?
Oh, I actually talked about him this weekend, about his some of his quotes this weekend on Money Matters. It's just phenomenal. I love the guy. And he's, how can you not love a 90-year-old lovable, huggable billionaire?
Sure, I got no problem with him. But let me ask this question. my question is, he is 90, and aren't you, when you buy that, what's the name of his stock? It's like
Berkshire.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire.
Right. So when you buy that, you're really kind of buying him, right? Him and his knowledge, and he's going to pick the right things to make it go through, even though you pay $700 or $800 a share or whatever it is, you're paying for him. But he's 90. What is going to happen to that stock when the inevitable, you know, maybe he's got another decade? I don't know how much longer, but chances are once you get into your 90s, even if you live much longer, the period of going to work comes to, like, what... Is it possible that whole thing will just collapse when the next guy steps up and he's in charge of it? I mean, it's all about, or she, no, we know who he is. He's like he's a youngster. He's like 70 or something. But I mean, I know that he's worked with Warren Buffett. You get what I'm saying here, right? I mean, you're really buying that guy's ability to pick the stock market. What happens when the inevitable comes around?
You know, this is actually really interesting that I didn't realize just how concentrated Berkshire Hathaway is, but you always hear about this move and that move and Buffett's making a loan and getting preferred stock and getting warrants. But the reality is that Berkshire Hathaway is a company. Mm-hmm. And this was just published yesterday on CNBC.com because of the shareholder meeting, and there's lots of activity around Berkshire right now. But almost 70% of all of Berkshire, their whole investment portfolio, is in four companies.
Really?
So so there's a lot of movement around the edges.
Can you tell me what those are? Because then I can just invest in them myself and not have to buy $700 a share.
Sure. It's public knowledge. Yeah. It's Coca-Cola, American Express, Bank of America, Apple. Those four companies make up 69%, almost 70% of Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah,
pretty
but
interesting.
It's that other few percentage. That's what you're paying for. Wes Moss is the host of Money Matters right here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. I listen. You should, too. Thank you, Wes.
Hour two of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now, and at least she's easy to look at. It's one of the comments in the...
She ain't too bright, but...
Tim added that.
At least she's easy
can,
to look
yeah,
at.
Yeah, you can comment on the YouTube page, and if you want to watch
us... That wasn't very nice.
Want us to... What's not nice? Says, would you rather they said that she isn't easy to look at?
I want someone to say she's not easy to look at, but she's smart as hell.
Yeah, okay. Well, somebody will say it, I'm sure. You can get them to say it. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Some people, everybody at WSB is vaccinated, but they have to wear a mask around. And then somebody else is like, who cares? Let them wear their masks. It's like, listen,
masks around.
Yeah, we mask around. We have to mask. Look, it is kind of, I think
mask
at this
around.
Point.
Mask around.
I don't know.
Mask around.
I don't know that we know that everybody at WSB is vaccinated. I would imagine most people are. But
why don't you ask them?
I tell you, I'm not going to ask them. As you know, listen, people, you may find this difficult to believe. It's a great job, but it's a job. I'm just like you. I walk into a building. There are rules. I think some people expect their favorite talk show host to just... be the biggest rebel ever. I was just ride a motorcycle in here every day. And I don't give a damn.
Not me, Robin. Yay. I got vaccinated the first day.
The rules don't apply to me. Right, Howard?
Yeah, you stole that from me.
I stole everything from you, of course.
You can bet I didn't get mine.
Sean got vaccinated.
I got mine.
You were being very tricky with your callers, though, about when people call in saying that they weren't getting the vax. You were saying, I don't know, but I think I'm going to do it, but I don't know.
No,
very wishy-washy.
I'm coming out against you right here. This whole idea of being wishy-washy. We live in the United States of America. I know if you're 25, you're doing everything you can to change that. But as of today, we live in the United States of America. You can say, look, if somebody has some reason, and also be like, hey, I'm getting vaccinated. I believe the message I heard from Sean, I was driving home from the second jab, and the message I heard is he's on board, but he's not going to tell you what to do. What the hell is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? He tells his audience, I'm getting the vaccine. I'm not going to tell you what to do. As a matter of fact, he says, go educate yourself on it.
Yeah.
On the different things. If you have doubts, go. I just don't see why. Why does everybody have to sing from the same exact hymnal all the time in this country? We're forcing everybody through school. Pretty soon, from preschool to college, the government is going to pay everybody. Yet no one understands how to think. Here's a good clue. If you look around and you're always in agreement with everyone else who's always agreeing on everything, that should be a red flag. If it's not, you are not educated properly. Let's do this.
It's Mailbag Monday. We've got the open mics, Facebook messages, and emails we've collected from the week.
Open mics.
Autumn is jealous. Jealous
where,
of the
she been?
Of the doctrine voice lady.
Oh yeah.
Where have I been? Jared doesn't ask me to do voices anymore.
Well, we don't really have many new segments, I don't think.
That's not my fault. I thought that I was going to do more.
Okay, doctrine voice lady.
What about Greg's choice?
It's possible that Autumn behind the scenes has been arguing for you to do less because, you know, as we try to celebrate the women in this world.
Well,
you know, the old bad days, right? When women were not celebrated, but we're not like that anymore. And then you try to do this, and then right here in our own office on the Von Hessler Doctrine, we get a little woman versus women. I wouldn't call it violence, but I'd call it backstage tension.
Because
Autumn
is jealous of my abilities to sound professional.
Yes, Autumn is jealous of any other female voice. And I don't think that helps all the empowered females in the world. But then again, I'm not a writer for the CW shows. What do I know about wokeness? Yes, Jared.
And then the interesting thing is we make a bunch of segments, but then you never use them. You
know, because this show is improvised.
Jared's complaining. Jared's on board with me.
This isn't a guy comes
you,
on,
Kara.
Says each show is improvised, and it's not. This show is improvised. Sometimes we prepare a bunch of stuff, and then I don't do it. It's all based on my feelings.
Poor Jared gathers so much sound that you never play.
I keep trying to tell him, gather less sound.
If he did, you would be mad at him for not gathering enough sound.
A man collects a paycheck for a reason. Sometimes the host is
What about women?
Bark.
How dare you? I'm going to HR.
I love women. There's no reason for you to go to HR.
I can't believe you said that. That triggered me.
I love women. They're great, aren't
they? That's inappropriate for the office.
I'm not like Tim Andrews.
I don't hate women. What are you talking about?
This is how she always talks, no matter what. Pass the salt.
At 7:52 p.m.
You're the one who is going against women, Autumn Fisher, by your jealousy of the great Doctor and Voice Lady. And by the way, I don't have time for your rebuttal. We're in the middle of mailbag.
Yes, we are. And I have
typical M-A-L-E bag. Wow.
Yep.
Yes, no girls allowed. Yes.
You know, this first open mic is going to put the pressure on Eric, though, Autumn, so you'll like this one.
Uh-huh.
Eric, you slept with everyone on your show. Now it's time to start sleeping with your audience, big boy.
Well, now that we're coming out of this pandemic, very soon we'll be announcing a new promotion.
Everyone on the show.
Sleep with Eric.
Yeah.
I've never slept with anyone on this show.
Jared.
Well,
that's how we got the job.
It was early.
First of all, initiation proceedings does not count. You have to know. Man's my producer, right? You got to be. You got to
so
know.
No romance.
You're compatible. Yeah. This was a work-related incident.
I'll show you.
Why? How did the word get out that I slept with everybody on the show? I've slept with no one on the show. I get confused with Autumn quite often. Did this happen again? Am I being confused? with Autumn, who has not slept with Jared. Mm-mm. Or me, as
not
a matter
yet.
Of fact.
No, well, not yet. Wow.
Well, hey, the night is still young.
I don't count me out, eh?
English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. I've heard
tales about Nicholas.
Oy.
I've gotten feedback on Nicholas because I know some women. And it's all good. It's all
Let
positive.
Let me test that out. Let me test out that.
It's all positive. They all love his love for animals.
I just need to see if that theory holds true.
Yeah, that's
what
all
we've heard about.
You're
Nicholas.
Doing research.
Yes.
Nobody should judge you for that.
What do I live once. You live one life.
That's right.
I'm never going to know what Nick is like.
All the ladies are saying English Nick is great in the sack. And you
is that fair to me?
It's not fair to you. It's not fair to you.
I don't care if he's in a relationship.
I think you should have
care.
To pay his fair share.
Autumn, you could be our beta test. How about that?
Our beta test.
Half the audience.
I don't know what that means.
I want to be the alpha test.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you can
All
be the
I know
beta.
Is that I have a calendar. It's 2021, and this lady is a hero of mine. Mm-hmm. Mother of two.
Mine too.
Sexy
empowered hero. Female. I can't say sexy because...
I'm in my sexual prime.
That's what they say. That's what they say. What are you, somewhere between...
Water everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
You're somewhere between 30 and 50. I'm not going to...
Hey, Miss Fisher, I finished mowing your lawn. Can I get a glass of water?
Sure you can. You look sweaty. You should take off that... I turn into Delta Burke.
Yeah.
Of
course you do.
Sexy.
Of course you do.
Come on in.
You're Delta
down.
Burke. I'm leaving.
Not a big Delta Burke fan. Huh?
Well, not from Designing Women.
Not a big Designing Women.
First and 10, yes, Designing Women, no.
Never saw an episode
what?
Of Designing
really?
Women. Even though in the end, unfortunately, rest in peace, I thought one of the funniest women in the world, Jan Hooks, ended up on there. She was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
She was great. And even she couldn't get me over there. It was quite popular for a while, but I didn't live in Georgia when it was on, so I didn't have any connection. Yes, Jared, next in the mailbag.
All right, this comes from our Von Hester Doctor Facebook page here. This is from Rick. He says... Now that he can watch on YouTube and watch the podcast already on Facebook and various platforms,
he says... That's right. Subscribe, mash that button, share.
He says, I bet Jared could make it so the listener/viewers could be added into the stream so that way they could be part of the show. You could have a guest listener every week as part of the show.
You know, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
A lot of ideas that seem like good ideas. And I'll get off on some kind of political rant and then find out that this person's pulled their pants down. You know, what do I know?
Yeah.
You really don't know the audience. You know, if you think about it, you think about somebody like, I mean, just in my stupid little career, I've taken a lot of pictures with people who like the show or the Funky Bunch I was on before this. I had a lot of fans over there on the Funky Bunch. And my buddy, when I lived in Los Angeles, was a writer on The Tonight Show. So I was around that little group. Every audience, like Jay Leno taking picture after picture after picture. And I just think to myself, you know, you take enough pictures of people, sooner or later you're going to be a picture with a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know. You just, like, so if we could, you know, one day, this is what happens, right? Oh, the guest of the day. It's just, mm-hmm. 3 weeks later, they're busted for the most horrific things possible, and then you're attached to it.
Well, you look at the camera.
I don't know who you people are.
You look at the camera. You tell Rick that he won't be able to be part of the show because that's what Rick was
aiming
for.
Listen, I'm not going
to
say anything because part of show business is sort of teasing and somewhat lying to people that maybe they'll get more than they ever will. I am, in fact, a professional. You know, how come we don't have more any commercials really about people who might desire less sexual potency?
Mm. Guys. Are you constantly walking around excited in a state?
I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
Come by here. We got the...
I got to tell you, man, at my age, it's just unbecoming. I just, you know, I'd rather, like, have a little less of it.
Yeah, chill out.
Sometimes I think to myself, hey. Isn't this supposed to be gone at this point?
Yeah.
Nope.
I can help with that. Put me on.
It'd be nice. So many things I'd like to do. Clear the brain, you know? Clear the brain. Be able to work on important things in life. Except I'm always thinking of the same thing I've been thinking about since I was 13. It's weird to me. Well, life changes so much, but then there's one thought in the brain that just kind of...
You should be happy that you still have that. A lot of guys don't.
Well, I don't mind... Listen, guys. Here's the... Guys. So my thought on this is, I don't mind, when it comes to sexual potency and the aging male, I don't mind it going away if it completely goes away. But here's the problem is, your brain apparently keeps on wanting, and then the body just doesn't deliver, and then that causes the misery. Mm. If the brain, you know, they say the brain is the largest sexual organ, and
oh,
I guess
down.
That's the truth. So
and
hands
then the
down.
Skin.
Put those hands down, by the way. yeah. Keep your hands where I can see them at all times.
Keep them up.
So, but you see what I'm saying is at a certain point, yeah, maybe 3-4 more years. Let's say when I hit 60, right? It's like, okay, the thoughts are gone. The thing, that'd be fine with me. I finally finished that novel I've been working on since I was 17. Clear the brain.
Yeah.
Get some work done. Some productivity. What do you have in the mail? What do you have in the mailbag?
Oh, I got an open mic that you'll like here.
Hey, Eric and the Doctrinaires. I wanted to call and let you know I'm loving this live stream. I got you on the big screen in my living room. I'm also digging that, you know, complimentary OnlyFans channel there in that back right. It's like a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
You know? I'm loving it. Keep it up.
You should have edited that out. That was supposed to be a surprise for people.
Yeah, guys, come on. Guys.
Where's the link for that, Eric? It's just you and your underpants.
It's right? Just me. It's we have a version of me doing the same show, strangely enough. Nothing but underpants. And it's never going to go any further than that.
Yeah.
At least it won't till September. That's my contract's up. After that, we'll see how the contract goes, the talks. And maybe the, you know, for the right price, perhaps a little peek or two.
Hey.
Yes.
Now, obviously, to accompany the love, I have to bring a little hate in here.
Is that true? Is it true? Is that a universal rule?
It's a law.
Rule?
It is
a
law of nature.
The love.
You
don't
Tim.
Feel the love without the hate.
Yeah, but what kind of person like this Jared gives you the love first and the hate second? That's the last thing in your taste, right? Is
way
the
to
hate.
Go, Jared.
Way
well,
to
I can
go.
Play the open mic again afterward. That way you can hear the love again.
Don't pander to me.
Hear the love. All right, so here it is here from Rachel. She says she's a new listener.
Okay, Rachel. She doesn't understand. I get it already. I thought I was listening to every other radio show in the world.
No,
this one isn't just like that, so
It's actually quite...
What is your problem, Rachel? You got a problem with me? Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't listened to what she actually had to say yet.
She said, what the heck did I just listen to? Weirdest show ever.
Greatest show ever. There's nothing wrong with that.
We've said that before.
We're looking for that. I walk away from the weird shows feeling pretty good. Not always.
Me too.
Sometimes they're a little weird, and I feel like, okay, that was just not effective.
Chaos.
But if they're weird and people are enjoying themselves, that's my favorite kind of show. Oh, and more severe weather.
Breaking news from the WSB Storm Center.
All right, we do have severe weather moving through the area. Douglas and Fulton counties, a severe thunderstorm warning until 10:45. Also, we have a tornado warning. Let's go to Channel 2 Action News and their meteorologist there for the very latest on what we have. This tornado warning, Douglas and Fulton counties until 10:45.
Are we actually back live? Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure I know how to do this. Now, we still have watches in effect.
We sure do, until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Just be careful. Now it got pretty dark here. Looks like it's passed us by. I'm no weatherman, But it was or very, 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 or woman, person.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm no weather person. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Forecaster.
Thank you for hearing me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening, yeah. Tim Andrews. I appreciate it.
Hey, the great folks upstairs did an amazing job. Mellish did an amazing job walking us through that. That was a while. That was scary for a while there.
Yeah, I thought of myself as we're kind of in the basement here. Although behind me, there's a courtyard.
Right.
So we're at the
bulletproof
bottom
windows, though. So if the tornado came and tried to, get us.
Tornado didn't have a gun.
It's like, I don't know. Not exactly sure what that. I felt like it got very, very, very dark.
And, yes.
I always feel safe when I'm at WSB. So everybody be careful out there. And so we'll have the severe weather to one degree or another in the area until 4 p.m.
That's
so,
right.
Make sure you take account of that. All right. Now, we really don't have a whole lot of time left. So I thought maybe what were we doing before all these tornadoes?
We were going to the mailbag.
Yeah.
We were having fun.
Does anybody remember laughter?
Yeah.
The last guy we played, remember, we were talking, actually, our YouTubers hung with us the whole time during that severe weather. So
YouTubers are great. They're fantastic.
People are enjoying it. This is the last open mic we played before the weather break-in.
Eric and the Doctrinaires, I wanted to call and let you know I'm loving this live stream. I got you on the big screen in my living room.
Mm.
And I'm also digging that, complimentary OnlyFans channel there in that back right. It's
That's
like a 2-for-1.
Not supposed to be public at this point.
I'm loving it. Keep it up.
More OnlyFans in the future. That's how you make the money. You know what? You show a little, you get a little.
That's right. I'm going to wear this dress tomorrow.
There you are. See that dress right there?
What about the one with the hole in the front?
Autumn was trying dresses on for the YouTube audience. It's quite an experience.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to spend too much time on that because it's still a radio show, but absolutely. Now, I have to go back and do a week of shows from Florida, so it'll probably be a little janky then. But when I get back the week following that, next week I'll be in Florida, then I'll be back the week following, and then I'm back for at least months at a time. And it's my you laughing at?
I just think it's funny the way you said that. Months at a time.
Hey, I improvise my life as well as this show.
As far as I know,
3-some-odd months or so, I'm back. I think I'm back forever, but I don't want to promise things that aren't real. And when we get back at that time, really want to accelerate this thing. It's kind of a beta right now on the YouTube. People seem to enjoy it. I enjoy it. Got a great chat opened. People are having fun. So far, I haven't seen trollers. Not big enough yet. It's beta. We don't have the trollers in there.
Once we become an alpha.
Trying to anger people.
You guys suck.
Yeah, we don't have that element yet. So that's very good. But I very much, in the next month or so, my promise is we are going to turn that into a much better presentation than it is now. That's my promise to you. So, like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. I hate when I'm watching on YouTube. I would say that probably 60% of what I watch is on YouTube now. That's why I decided, I should be there. I'm not on Twitter, so I'm not there. But, I do watch YouTube. And I always get annoyed when they, hey, make sure you like and subscribe. But I guess that's how they make their
money.
That's
how you do it.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
I'm
going to like this video right now.
I don't watch those so much. The hey, what's up, guys, influencer videos.
Guys.
Make sure you like and subscribe, rate and review. Yeah. Hit the bell.
What's not up, guys?
It's annoying.
Come on in. I'll click like.
And then
like.
You tune into the people who have the super chats.
Yeah.
And then super chat. It doesn't matter what they're doing, whether it's sports or entertainment or whatever. They have to, somebody gives them money, so they have to say the person's name. Kind of drags it all down. So I'm lucky I get my money on the other side, and then we just bring this to you. But it does help, I guess, if more people know about it.
Now that we're on YouTube, maybe you should have, that gamer girl sort of, not the nerdy one, but the really cute one that talks to guys and gets a bunch of sip money.
Here we go. Right, here you are.
Hi, guys.
No, I dropped my controller. Let me lean forward and get it.
Hey, gamer girl. We call her Twitchy.
Yeah.
Twitchy, the gamer girl.
Twitchy, nerdy, but also really cute.
Yeah, how do you manage that? You're both nerdy and really, really sexy.
I'm really good at first-person shooters, so I'd love to play with you sometime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't even
know. If you could just send me an Amazon gift card, I would really appreciate it.
Are you some sort of squirrel or something? You have kind of a...
Oh, squirrels are so cute.
Yeah, how's that done? So, what do you, like, do you have, like a wish list over on Amazon or something.
Yeah,
people could buy
an Amazon wish list, mm-hmm. or you could just send me money through Venmo or PayPal, whatever you like.
I don't know. Clark Howard says to get that Venmo off your phone.
Why?
You hear that coming in?
I did.
Hackers are getting into that. Like when I do, I use when I use stuff like that. I always do it. Well, I don't want to say. I don't want people. When I use those sort of things, I always do it on a computer. I don't do it through my phone. So I don't do it through an app. But apparently the apps. Now, I got out of my car. Clark was talking. I only got half of it. So I don't know the whole thing. But the hackers are going after the apps. And I'd look into it. That's all I'm saying. Because that's your money.
Yeah.
That's your money, people. That's your money.
Yes, it is. It is definitely your money. And then
yes,
also,
it is.
Yes, it is, Eric. Yes.
Down here on the floor, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Back to you, Jared.
Very professional, awkward moment there. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to get to this in the mailbag here.
Okay.
This is an important thing. You know what? Kevin gets the MVP of today's mailbag, and I'm so glad.
Who voted?
Who made you the king? Everybody. Everybody out there. Kevin is the MVP of the mailbag. Without Jared's skills of being an amazing producer, this show would grow slower.
Oh, but it would still grow.
Still grow.
I mean, honestly, they're saying it's growing quicker because of you.
Thank you.
Nobody thinks the show wouldn't still grow.
Kevin, this is for you.
First of all, do we know? How do we even know? We don't know. You've always been the producer.
Full of
you've
talent.
Been the
That's
producer
why.
Since day one, and we've done what we've done. But I just don't know that you don't know somebody else could jump in there.
Well,
and
won't be
off.
Me.
No. You were the worst producer I ever had.
Why?
In my life.
Just because I had a temper tantrum every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It wasn't like the producer was supposed to help the on-air talent.
Do it yourself, loser.
Like once a week, this guy would just close up his briefcase and walk out of the studio.
Well, not once a week, once a month.
Okay, all right, you're right. Only 12 times a year.
Yeah.
You're right. Absolutely correct. Do we have more mail, or do you have, we have some audio I'd like to get to?
Oh, we have so much audio.
Oh, yes, we do.
Tons.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys.
Guys.
It's a little bit of an inside joke, but that's okay. It makes me laugh.
Yes.
This is what I saw. This is, you know, Joe Biden. You know, people got into that Trump. He got voted out.
Predecessor Nidu?
Yeah, your predecessor.
He's gone. I miss him. God love him.
Yeah, your predecessor Nidu.
I miss him.
You lost.
My predecessor Nidu.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that there was a combative nature to the media and Donald. I don't know if you noticed this during the Trump administration.
Toward the end,
there was a lot of back and forth, and got a lot of negative portrayals. And you know, may have deserved quite a few much of it. I don't know, but the Bidens get a different kind of coverage. I have to tell you this. Now, it's early in the administration, so you know you can't judge an administration this early. Yeah, they spend $1 trillion every 2 minutes. You know, that may come back.
But we're
to
still
haunt
in the
us.
Honeymoon stage.
The honeymoon phase where you drop like $4 to $6 trillion. We'll see how that
could
goes.
Try to win our hearts over.
Need more money.
Yeah, I'd love some money.
I'll give you all the money I got.
There's a lot of coverage about the animals in the White House now. So that whole major, he was running around pooping everywhere, biting everybody.
Tech dog.
So I guess now they're getting a cat. This is during that MSNBC interview, and it was asked about the cat.
There are these rumors that the first family was considering adopting a cat.
Oh, yes.
Is
and
that,
that
true?
Is true.
Can
yes.
you confirm that?
He's waiting in the wing. She is waiting in the wings.
Oh, it's a she.
Is this your idea, Mr. President?
No, but it's easy.
No, but it's easy.
No, but it's easy.
Could that apply to like 80% of the administration? Is this your idea, Mr. President?
No, but it's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Kamala came up with the idea, why don't you get a cat? I said, okay. I ain't changing that litter.
I also like the fact that we all should be proud because...
She is waiting in the wings.
The cat is a she.
Dr. Cat.
Progress. Progress.
No, but it's easy.
The Von Hessler Doctrine.
Extremely funny. He's got a great sense of humor, and he brings a lot of good content to the air.
A 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
All right, a couple more pieces of audio I want to get to before we get out of here. Let me say this. I do think it's getting just a little bit pathetic with the former president down in Mar-a-Lago. He appears to be showing up at any event to rant.
They stole it from me.
And it's getting to the point where you hear like 15 people. It's a little...
Arizona, just the first domino to fall, and that's once what, it yeah. falls, so, and then
as you're
go to
watching
Georgia.
This, he's standing in front of some sort of drum kit, and you see like a bass player. I don't know if it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah. I don't know what's going on. But
congratulations to Justin. He's now 13. You're a man, Justin. Happy, whatever.
But you're gonna see pretty soon with the vote counting.
You and you're 18, you'll vote for me. I'll get rid of your vote for me. And by that time, you know, you'll be able to vote.
Let's hear it.
Let's see what they find. I wouldn't be surprised if they found thousands and thousands and thousands of votes. So we're gonna watch that very closely. And after that, you'll watch Pennsylvania and you watch Georgia and you're gonna watch Michigan and Wisconsin and you're watching New Hampshire. They found a lot of votes up in New Hampshire just now. You saw that. Because this is a rigged election, everybody knows it, and we're going to be watching it very closely. But start off by, you just take a look. It's on closed circuit. I guess it's on all over the place because everyone's talking about yesterday front page of the New York Times. They didn't want to write it, but that's because they thought they were going to have a negative decision, and the judge gave us a positive decision.
It's on closed circuit.
It's on closed circuit TV. You can pick it up. It's a
closed circuit.
What's that? What?
All over the place.
All over the place. Look, if you've got the closed circuit, you can watch it.
Here's that lady. She's like responding to everything.
Yeah. Thank you. God, look, you're wonderful.
You got the guy clapping over there.
Good job. Yes, wonderful.
Is this going to go on forever?
Until 2024 when I lose all the Republican primaries. That's what's going to happen.
It'll be
It's on closed circuit.
It's on closed circuit TV.
Woo!
So this is what I'm
saying. Local Access is carrying it as well.
If Trump wants to get back in the game, let's say he does. Let's say he wants to get back in the game. I think the way, if there's a path to victory, which I would say very difficult after January 6th, but if there's a path to victory, it's not convincing everybody that the election was stolen. It's to convince those who are maybe going back and forth and fell toward Biden that maybe have them... have second guess that.
You made a huge mistake.
I don't think that the path forward is convincing everybody that the election was stolen, because it wasn't. And this idea of 6 or 7, I mean, just crazy. And it's starting to look a little
What if they do prove it? There's nothing that could be done.
You're not going to prove it in 7 states.
Right.
It's just not, it's just, the way back is to say, hey, you know what? Maybe I did tweet too much. I don't know. I don't know what the way back is. But the way back is, you're not going to convince everybody that the election was stolen.
Maybe I shouldn't have acted like a moron in that first debate and argued with Joe for no reason.
Possibility.
Yeah.
Possibility.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not, because I'm right.
Here's another piece of audio I have. Now, you need to explain this to me.
Okay.
Jared. Just John Ossoff. By the way, have you busted any corrupt... business dealings? Have you done anything on corruption? You're supposed to be a corruption buster.
I have people from my team working on busting corruption right now, but we're still doing that big victory lap for Blue Georgia.
Okay.
The state I hate.
So this guy does TikToks.
Yeah.
You hate the state of Georgia. I
absolutely hate this state more than life itself. Glad I don't live here. Live in D.C.
That's right. You represent the state of Georgia.
Represent the state of Georgia and the future state of D.C.
Oh, okay. So he's on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm reading this article, and Ossoff, well, he did a great public service by going on TikTok and telling people to get their vaccines. I don't understand this. If you watch this, he's lip syncing to it. And basically, when he says these girls' names, Moderna or Pfizer. So
right.
Basically
That's
saying,
a very common. So there's original audio, and he just dubbed himself over. It's really common on TikTok.
Yeah, no. This guy is supposed to be a senator of the United States.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock. Candace, you ready? Martina, you ready? All right, girls, let's hit the road.
Let me tell you something. What's not happening here? TikTok is not elevating itself up to the august body of the United States Capitol, the greatest deliberating body in the history of the world. The United States Capitol is devolving and sinking down to the level of TikTok. And as an ornery old man, I will say, I don't think that's necessarily good as far as the future is concerned. This is how you get elected? is show up and act like a goofball. Hey, he's relatable. What about the policies? You looked at that at all? What you're voting for?
Nobody cares about those.
Like a return policy?
Yes, like a return policy.
Yeah, they should be less strict because I lose my receipts all the time.
Mm-hmm. You should just be able to walk into any store and just say, hey, I want the money back for this.
Totally.
Without having to prove that you actually purchased
Amazon.
It.
Like sometimes they you return stuff and then they don't even make you send it back. Like that's how Target should work.
So. I want Twitchy Gamer Girl. We got to get Twitchy Gamer Girl back up.
You do?
I'm going to be doing Addison Rae songs for Rooster there.
Governor Kemp. Governor Kemp's going to go on TikTok.
This is Mitch McConnell.
Oh, I thought it was Governor Kemp. No. I'm sorry.
Spencer Polanco Knight, Zach King, Bella Porch, Charlie D'Amelio, and all them.
I don't really know Bella Porch personally, but she does a really good job.
Yeah. That's what my great-granddaughter was telling me.
Yeah. Twitchy.
She's really cool.
Our gamer girl.
I like this girl. What Mitch song? How do you influence people on your TikTok account?
Oh, well, people just come to my channel and my server on Twitch, and I just
Ellen, how do you turn this off?
You guys should have your own Twitch channel, Mitchy and Twitchy.
Mitchy and Twitchy. Let's talk about it.
You're really cute, like a grandpa or something.
All right, politicians.
The Simps to send us more money?
Yeah, they figured it out.
The Simpsons.
You have to act as moronic as your voters. Hey, it works. And then they don't expect anything of you. Right? So you get reelected.
Huh?
Just keep on giving us good TikToks.
Where's Lindsay? He knows all this Twitch stuff.
Hey, in the podcast already, I can't wait to play this Prince Harry audio. This guy's a rock star.
Oh, yeah. Prince Harry at the Vax Live event. Because apparently, we need to get the word out on vaccinations. Because there are people who haven't heard. Now we're just virtue signaling. All right, Jared, relax. We're done. We're going to the podcast. We go to the podcast 30. You can join us there, Von Hessler Doctrine Facebook page. And then there's a link, and you click it, and voila, there we are. You're distracting me.
What's he saying?
In both sight and sound.
Weather.
There's a lot of weather today. Keep it right here on WSB. We'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. You're invited to join us, but until then, continue on your journey. Do not piss off the genie. All right. All right, the podcast 30. Ooh, popped already. Podcast 30 begins right now. I'm Eric. Tim Andrews is here. Jared is here. Not only is the podcast altogether shorter, but it's just the three of us on the podcast 30.
What are we going to talk about?
A little bit of a skeleton crew, right? We don't have English Nick. What's his deal? Because he had a birthday?
Yeah. So
what is he, 73?
Well, he went up, I think 75 at least. And he went up to the North Georgia Mountains.
Yeah, he's got a cabin up there.
Yeah.
I've never been up there. He Airbnbs and bees it sometimes.
Yes, and he's going steady with somebody.
Going steady?
Yeah.
He just turned 54, I think. Yeah. You don't go steady when you're...
someday.
Are you going steady?
We're going steady, aren't we?
He's told me that he's, I think he said even on this show, he's wildly enamored.
Yes, he is.
And he thinks this is just the greatest person he's ever been with. Nothing against the 900 others. But he feels that he has really found someone special. And I have not met her yet, so I look forward to it.
Again, the way the people wait after him. You know, he's obviously doing live band karaoke at Meddlesome. I mean, at night, 2:30. I mean, he's
the king?
He's a lucky guy.
He's the king?
Let's put it that way. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Lucky? It's not luck.
It's not luck.
Yeah,
it's talent. Skill.
I'm proud of him.
He knows what he's doing.
There's a line of folks that just want to hang out with him afterward. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's fantastic.
Are you
jealous?
No, I'm not jealous.
When you say you're proud, to me that sounds like you're saying I'm jealous.
No, not jealous. Just,
really?
He just
doesn't understand it because he has the youth and the looks. He's like, I don't get it. Why?
Now he's engaged. Why would he throw it all away?
Yeah, now it's all done. Now he's out of the loop completely. So you can't cheat on your girlfriend anymore.
I know.
Things are going to change.
What am I going to do?
Things are going to change.
But you'd pay for it.
Yeah, you pay for it in more ways than one.
When do I tell her about my other girlfriend?
Well, I think wait until the wedding's over. You know.
Okay, yeah, get through this at least.
Because she said that better or worse part, too.
Yeah.
I know they think it's just for us, but it goes both ways.
Gotcha.
The whole better or worse.
Gotcha.
So, you know, as soon as you're done and that night before you consummate the marriage, is tell her about the people you've had killed. And the fact that you have cheated on her several times.
Has he been with over 100 or under 100?
He's not been with 100.
No.
Come on. He's not that. Look, he's not syphilitic.
Come on. We know a guy who was with 400.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Jared's not syphilitic.
Oh, okay.
That guy had he had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have that many.
He had to use the boards.
Yeah. Shaboom.
Yep.
They didn't still do that.
No, they have vaccines. They don't have vaccines, but they have antibiotics.
I don't know, whatever. All I know is that it did happen, and if you're going to have that many partners down the line, one of them is going to give you a contagion. It's just the way that it goes.
At some point, yeah.
But Jared was all those fly honeys at the sweat fests.
Yeah, but they're really super young. I mean legal.
Yeah.
But they're like clean.
Yeah, but I mean, even I've been going to those things for so long that I was super young too in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Dude, so, I mean.
How many times did you hook up at a festival with somebody you didn't know before the festival?
Just a handful of times.
Just a handful.
Yeah, not as many as you would think.
Well, how do you know what I would think?
Well, because
I would think maybe six.
That's about right.
We did a bit with Greg one time at a festival when I was at 99X for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, people consider that the greatest era of 99X.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
They call it the Andrews era.
That Tom Bosley bit I did was fantastic.
People talk about it to this day.
I still listen to it. It's funny. But we sent Greg to just go into people's tents and open them up and see what they're doing. That didn't last long.
So what is the protocol there? Do people even try to kind of keep it muffled, or is it just like, let it fly?
No, you just let it fly.
So like the people in the tent next to me?
Oh,
if I'm sitting there with my family and my children trying to enjoy a good EDM festival, and then I got to hear some girl.
If you go back to the campsite, you're hearing, you're just like, okay, all right.
Is he killing her?
Stay away from that campsite.
How you know you're not camping next to me?
And you're so X'd out, you know, it's all bliss, right? So it all sounds like.
I didn't say you
particularly. I'm saying people are so X'd out. They don't really, it's all.
If anything, it's love, bro.
Yeah, it's love. Yeah, it's one night of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love with no strings attached. Is a kind of love.
Yeah, sure.
You can't say it's like, you know.
Certainly. Festival love.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. See, I had a really
I bet you there were better options than at your average Allman Brothers festival. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
What era?
Well, you're right, because the hippy-dippy era.
Yeah, 70s.
Yeah, but talk about syphilitic. Oh, my goodness. These people were
You needed a machete back
then. The reason they twirled was to try to shake it off.
Yeah, get the...
For the next lay. Was some kind of idea that if you twirled fast enough, you could throw the STDs to the wind. But it turned out that clinically speaking, that doesn't work.
You know. I saw somebody have sex during a dead show. It wasn't the Grateful Dead because, you know, Jerry died, but it was at Lakewood. This is back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
A couple just having sex on a blanket. She had a dress on so you couldn't see anything, but it was distracting.
Yeah, I think I could not do that. I don't like public sex.
Stare?
No, I don't, either way.
Because I did.
I don't like public sex. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to be a part of it. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
So, just stand there with a cigarette, stand
probably.
Over
them.
Yeah, yeah. Was your mouth agape?
No, I was sitting there drinking with a cigarette. Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. I don't have that side of my personality.
I've grown up. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I've never had sex at a rock concert.
No?
No. Yeah. No, I like to separate my stuff. I like rock.
But you also
rock
never
concert.
Did you ever do like a camping festival growing up at any point?
Boy Scouts, anything like that?
Yeah, Boy Scouts. There was sex, but I was not consensual.
How do you know?
Because I was the one who would have had to have consented.
Oh.
That was the joke, not the other way around.
Oh, right.
I'm the victim in that joke.
That's
the only reason why that joke works. You know, jokes that you have to explain turn out to be the most hilarious.
Well, I thought you were
hilarious.
Maybe like a couple of kids.
Wait, could you
It was just kind of, I would be the victim in that hypothetical thing that didn't really happen as a joke. Would never joke about such things.
I didn't even think about those things back then. I didn't even think that could be a possibility.
Yeah, what do you mean, sex in general? I didn't
think about sex
until
going
I was 11.
A Boy Scout camp and having a creepy scoutmaster or anything like that.
You know, I think about the scoutmaster we first had, and then there was never any funny business.
No.
Yeah, but I think he was single. But
what's that have to do with anything? My priest was single.
Well, they're supposed to be, aren't they? Yeah, you get one of those married priests. I don't know what the hell's going on
My
there.
Last priest really got defrocked for, you know, what we're talking about.
You mean The bad kind? Or
yeah, the last.
Falling in love with a woman.
The last, no, the other part.
A grown woman.
Not the opposite of
that. Because that'll get you kicked out, too.
Sure, but at least you can, you know, you can hold
really?
Your head up.
Yeah, like you knew this guy?
Yeah, it was the last priest I had before I graduated from high school. So he wasn't my confirmation priest, but he was after that.
My goodness.
And he had this thing. He had a camp. He had a cabin in the woods. He had a pool table and pinball and satellite TV with the Playboy channel.
Okay. First of all, cabin in the woods, pinball.
Yeah.
And you're a grown man.
Yeah. Yeah. The church didn't own it. He owned it. And that's where we went for retreats and stuff.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
No.
Oh, yikes.
I was ugly, so I was safe. Fat.
That doesn't make you safe.
Mm. Yeah, when you had those, remember those teeth I had?
Oh, you did have those sharp teeth.
That was a warning.
Sharp
teeth, keep away.
Yeah.
This kid's ugly.
You see, I think about that now with in a different way. I was not that close to the church. That you have priest in your last priest. We went to church sometimes. Mm-hmm. That was it. You know, I didn't really have any kind of connection, you know, with the church that way. But I do think about, you know, the cystic acne and I've lived my whole life without STDs, and I got to think that had something to do with it. Because I was dumber. There wasn't a dumber teenager than me. And I just don't, or maybe even, like, I really think I was dumb enough to have unprotected sex, had it been thrown my way.
I think every guy was that.
You know? And I think I was dumb enough, you know, to really get in trouble. I'm glad that I didn't. I'm glad that it was there was a select type of girl that really gave a damn about me. And luckily, they were few and far between. Now, I did not feel that way then. But looking back now at a life with no STDs and no children until I wanted them, and I think to myself, well, let's just put it this way. I don't have such a bad attitude toward the cystic acne now. I feel like it was a force field.
It helped.
That protected me. Yeah. And I've been able to have this great life. With
were you
kids and, you know, everything planned out?
Were you safe the first time or did you just let it happen?
The first time I was not safe, but that was only because the girl was older and it was her deal.
Okay.
Like, here, you're gonna wear this.
I just didn't care.
Me? No, I wouldn't, I don't. For the amount of time it took, I don't even know that any baby could possibly have been created. They say the train left the station before the whistle blew.
A three pump chump.
Hey, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
We weren't all masterful.
What, do you start out as an expert?
No, God, no, no. Mine was, wow. No, it was. No.
All right. What is this? True Confessions?
He's a seasmith.
Which is a weird word because it seems like it would go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I think that's enough talk about that sort of thing. This is supposed to be a family show, is it not?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I have nothing to talk about. I brought nothing to the table today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have nothing to talk about.
Talk about the tornado.
Yeah, we had a tornado.
Hey, it was scary.
How much damage? Has there been much damage? Look it up. Is there much damage?
See.
Because I
didn't
know.
I've seen some images from Fulton, South Fulton. It's, you know, a lot of debris.
Yeah. Hopefully no one got harmed, I would hope. I'll just sit here in silence while Jared looks it up.
Wow, so.
I've got photos now, thanks to our friends upstairs at Channel 2. I've got some photos now of some trees that are down.
Oh, I wanted to do, we didn't do this during the show, but I had the final stretch of the Kentucky Derby.
Because
I wanted to hear it and then call it the way that it was in my head. Just, hey, that horse that, I don't know that horse, that other horse. That other horse is doing, here comes another horse. What? I have no idea who these horses are. Go ahead.
The top of the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Medina Spirit and Mandalone are stride for stride.
That's right.
Black Rod Charlie,
there they come.
Essential quality.
Yeah, that one horse
outside.
I never heard of. There's another horse.
Come into the final furlong.
There's a whole bunch
Mandalone
of them.
Mandalone fighting for the front. Medina
it's pretty
Spirit
close.
Mandalone.
It's like four horses I've never heard of.
Essential quality on the
one of them's going to win.
The four of them heading to the finish.
Four of them headed to the finish.
Here's
exciting.
Bob Beffrick does it again.
Medina Spirit
has won the Kentucky Derby.
Who does it again? Let me say, bah, bah, bah. Is that the owner probably or the
Medina
jockey?
What's
Medina Spirit?
Medina
Spirit.
It
was a surprise. Now I've got a feeling that because I don't follow horse racing, I don't bet, I don't gamble. So I guess you gamble, you'd know what the hell you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't gamble. I just tune into the Kentucky Derby.
You ever bet on it? Go into OTB and just drop
No.
it? Yeah.
Listen, in upstate New York, western New York, if you ever walked into an OTB, that's off-track betting, one of those little parlors, you just, at my age, you just look around and go, I don't want to end up like this.
Yeah.
This is not what I want to become.
So wait, is that like the gas station that has the virtual poker?
It was a store, and all you did in there was gamble and do scratch-offs.
Oh.
And watch horse races.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it was just, and what's that other one? Did they play Keno? Was that part of it too?
I don't know if they had that yet. Because my dad would go in to bet on...
Grizzled old men. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Grizzled old men.
That's probably why I smoke, because you'd walk in there and it's just filled with smoke.
And the guy's just like, okay, this is not a life that I...
Yeah.
This is not what I'm going to shoot for.
What are the ones where they sit in the wheeled thing and they whip the horse? You know,
they're in the
little carriage.
Carriage. Yeah.
That's the ones they always had at Tioga Downs, which was between Elmira and...
Yeah, it would be like a three-wheeled thing behind
it. Yeah, and the jockey would sit in there. Harness racing.
Whatever. So I have no idea what I was watching, but my feeling is, because there wasn't a lot of hype, is that maybe it's not that you don't have a clear, great horse this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there was an exciting race, because it was like three or four of them, neck and neck coming down to the wire. But if you would have had a year where you would have had a horse that mattered, like that horse would have been out here, but that horse wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, in a normal year where second, third, and fourth would be battling it out, that was first, second, and third. That's my feeling, and I don't know that for a fact. But it seemed like there was no dominating horse. Like, did you notice in the hype leading up to it, you didn't hear about a horse.
Right.
You start hearing about jockeys. That's when you know there's no big horse. Start hearing, oh, she could be the first female jockey since 1919 or something.
Did they do it last year, or did they postpone it?
I don't
remember.
I felt like they did not do it. Because remember, last year.
So what are we? We're in early May.
In locked, pretty hardcore lockdown still then, because I believe
it was just starting. Why don't you just look it up?
Well, too.
So, I saw
Kentucky
a lot of people,
Derby 2020. See what comes up.
I saw a lot of scolds complaining online that no one's wearing masks.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
What do they do? They just look around. Oh, you're not wearing. These are the people we hated in school. Suddenly the hall monitor is cool and hip. Who gives a damn?
Right.
You're not at the Kentucky Derby.
You're in your basement.
You're not in any damn danger.
Oh, it happened on September 5th.
Oh, they ran it later.
Mm-hmm.
Who won that one?
It's cut off here, but it says Authentic Something.
Authentic Something. That's exactly what the name of it was.
Authentic
Something.
Now, the next one's what? The Preakness or the other one?
Yeah, I think it's this one is the beginning of the Triple Crown.
Yeah. Okay. Right?
So you got the Preakness,
mm-hmm.
and you got
the other one.
the
other one.
Which one's the Preakness? Which one's in Maryland?
That's
Belmont Stakes.
And the Preakness.
And then the Preakness.
Is that like Omaha? Or is that really good? Belmont Steaks?
No, Belmont Steaks is not as good as Omaha Steaks.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, I get
it. You didn't get the wordplay. You're usually there. I was right on it.
Well, I was thinking of Omaha Steaks. Code work, Eric.
I've never had an Omaha Steak
They're
in
good.
My life.
They're good.
They
really
must
good.
Be. But, you know, back in the old days, they used to, I don't know if they still do this, they'd kind of door to door.
Yeah, the truck would show up.
The truck would show up. And my sister, I remember she bought into it. And she also got a timeshare. So she bought into it, and they gave her a free freezer, which I think is just brilliant, like to put in the garage, because it's just because you not only you give a free freezer, but with a lot of room.
Yeah.
Because like mentally, you're like, well, I got to fill this up.
Well, but if you don't order more, do they take the freezer away?
I don't know. It just comes with it. I just think it's a great incentive. Like, hey, you got to fill this up with more.
They make
Omaha
meals
goods.
Now, the frozen meals.
Well, of course, they got to go with the flow. You
remember
know,
Schwann's?
Schwann's.
The Schwann's truck would show up with all the food in it, the ice cream. Yeah.
That was kind of like a food truck or
It was.
Something.
It was a tan vehicle.
Yeah. They used to call them Roach Coaches, the Roach Coach.
I don't know about that, but the Schwann's would show up. Here's your food.
Now, was this food that you had ordered?
Yeah, you'd order
it. It's like Uber before Uber.
Yeah, like Uber Eats.
Can I say this? I'm a little annoyed. I was going to say this on the radio.
So okay.
I like to keep my thoughts for the radio side, but because, you know, that's where we get paid. This is just hanging out. But, you know, I'm getting annoyed all the way around with constantly, I'm a capitalist, just constantly being sold, upselling. I believe one of the reasons that Radio Shack went out of business is because of the upselling. I just came in because I needed
battery?
This little toggle and this thing, your phone number. You know, Best Buy, they want more information. I just walked in off the street. I dropped $1,000 on a TV. Isn't that good enough? Back in the old days, they would thank me for my patronage. I drove up. I dropped $1,000 on a TV. And so now with these DoorDashes and Ubers, are they public? Because like they have to show profits constantly.
Uber is public. I don't think DoorDash is.
So I use these things sometimes. And constantly on my text. Hey, DoorDash, 30% off right now.
Oh, if you sign up.
Now's a great time. No, but they're like, hey, now's a great time to eat. It just gets annoying. This is the way it's going to work. Sometimes I'm going to order food through Uber or DoorDash. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not normal to do it every day. And I think like back in the old days, this would be, we're so used to it now. This would be like if you had a favorite restaurant that you went... They call you on the landline. Hey, Eric, you coming by to eat tonight?
You hungry? No. Now would be a good time to come by.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems...
I don't like any of
it's
that.
It's just annoying. It's like, no, here's how it works, restaurant guy. I like your restaurant. Maybe I love your restaurant. Every once in a while, I'm going to drop by and eat your restaurant. It wouldn't be normal if I came by every night. That would be weird. I'd be Jack Nicholson in my favorite diner or something.
Do you go to Starbucks drive-thru?
Sometimes.
Now, it used to be you'd go in and they would take your order and then you'd go pay for it. Now you pull up, welcome to Starbucks. My name is blah, blah, blah. What's your name?
Oh.
So 95% of the time, I'll say Tim. And I get to the window and it's thanks, Ken or Ted or whatever. But some mornings I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Right?
Yes. You?
Yeah. And I'll pull in and go, hi, welcome to Starbucks. What's your name? Yeah, I'll have a venti double cup cream.
Oh, you can tell them how the world should be.
Yeah. I just here's
leading
the deal.
By example.
Yeah, order. This isn't Chick-fil-A.
Hey, we're not friends.
Yeah.
At Chick-fil-A, at least they say, can I get your name for the order?
Right.
It's like
the
they tell you. You know, it's like, you know, it's
not trying to be your buddy.
Yeah, hey, you're not my buddy.
Yeah, I'm here. You know why I'm
here. I don't need for you to be my buddy. You know what I need?
Coffee.
If it's supposed to be hot, I want it to be hot. And if it's supposed to be cold, I want it to be cold. And it'd be cool if it's fresh.
Oh, yeah. Did you want sugar in that? Did I ask for sugar?
No, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
Well, remember.
You're going to get spit in there is what you're going to get.
Remember, they're making a lot of coffees back there, Tim. So that's why they take
your
name
they're making for the lady in front of me? They're making the mocha and the chips and the blah, 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 and the decaf and the cream.
A little oat milk doesn't hurt.
All that crap. If you see a woman. Never mind.
Oh, now.
Hi, can I get the vanilla? And I want, do you have monk fruit instead of sugar?
Oat milk.
Yeah, I'm just going to go in.
How bad is it for your health if you put a drop of milk in there? Like, how much are you hurting yourself?
Not bad at all.
That's a lot of calories.
How many people are lactose
that
intolerant?
That is a lot of calories.
I mean, yeah, if you're a genuinely lactose intolerant, right. Then the word's right there. You're intolerant.
Yeah, but I am,
which, by the way.
Can I get gluten-free? You don't know that. Why would you? You don't have celiac disease.
Yeah. Some people do.
My kid's gluten. He doesn't like gluten. My kid's a vegetarian.
Gluten, cutting gluten out of your diet does nothing. Unless you're celiac. Unless you actually have, what is it? What you call it? An allergic reaction? Whatever celiac is.
Yeah, people are allergic to gluten.
Right. If you're allergic to it,
yeah.
Then it's bad for you. If you're allergic to anything, it's bad for you. But as far as just in general, the whole concept of gluten-free, it's been, I mean, it's complete and total BS. It just does not, in the labs where they check it out, it just doesn't happen.
And
it's all psychosomatic. Well, I feel like I have more energy.
Yeah.
Since I gave that guy all that money for those seminars and he told me I would have more energy, I did.
Now I feel it.
Now I feel it.
Now, when you're on a keto diet, that's the other thing now. Everything's keto.
Oh,
keto
yeah.
This.
Keto what is keto like? Is that meat or no?
It's ketosis.
Caveman.
No.
What's the caveman diet?
Caveman is paleo.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Keto is very, very low carb, good carbs. Kind of what Autumn and I did for that company in Dallas. That was a ketogenic type of diet. You don't eat carbs. You don't eat sugar.
I just stop eating at 2:30. And
that's basically intermittent fasting.
I guess it is. But here's the thing. I had to be told that after I started doing it. I didn't read about it and then just, I'm going to do that. And that's my goal. Mm-hmm. It actually just turned out that that works for me.
That's your journey.
It's my journey. Oh. It's my journey. And my, you know what my next step in my journey is?
What?
Actually murdering my producer for bringing something like that. Calling it my journey. Having it exposed is my journey.
I'm just happy for you. I'm happy. I know you. I'm happy that you're able to come out.
It all started with you. You were the one who got me that first
Fitbit.
Well, now that you've lost a lot of weight, I can say that there was a time where I was a little concerned about you.
I was getting big.
You were.
I saw one of the old videos that we did before Christmas where I came out of the office. I had a jacket on, Steve Bannon style jacket. And I had that. I was like, whoa. I mean, this is looking at it now.
And there was
looking
one time,
back at my wife, I was like,
whew. Do you remember we had, I can't remember.
I was pushing like 240.
I can't remember if it was a Christmas show or if it was just a live lounge in general, but at the end of a live lounge, granted the lights are on us the whole time, there was one where
like
you were
hell.
Sweating bullets the whole time. And I was like, that's when I was like, you know,
it's probably wearing jeans that are too tight for you and sitting on a stool and everyone can see your moose knuckle.
Was that you?
That
or
was me. I was fat. And I was like, all right, this is it.
Moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Well, look, at least people see it, you know.
Yeah, right? There ain't much to
those
see.
Old
it's
rock
how
stars.
Tight they were.
Those old rock stars. It's embarrassing now to look at like the Led Zeppelin movie. Come
look
on, Robert
at
Plant.
Me,
Robert Plant with his big Johnson.
Do you think he
up.
Shoved something in there, or was it?
I. You know what? I got to think the Spinal Tap joke has to be about that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's specifically about that. But if anybody did it, what is it? What's that movie called? The Song Remains the Same. And he's just like, what? What is the deal?
Yeah,
you know, I was when I was shooting the movie, I shot something at the, not the Star Bar, the one over by the dry cleaners upstairs. I'm blanking on it. Bands have to load in.
There's a dry cleaner upstairs.
No, there's a dry cleaners next to it. It was taken over by the city for a while. They had remodeled.
Oh, the place where the Democrats meet.
No, that's Manuel.
Not Manuel, too.
I don't know.
Masquerade.
No, it's in the city. I can't. Anyway, it's stupid that I can't remember.
The Fox. Yes.
Anyway,
I can't remember.
The Fox Theater.
No, it's a little.
Well, that
place.
Was taken over. Okay.
It's a little place. It's upstairs. Is where you
Smith's
go to
Old
see
Bar.
The Smith's Old Bar.
Okay.
So I was shooting a thing there. It wasn't. It was a thing Kevin was doing. I don't think I ended up using any of the footage. There's so many nights, 4 or 5 straight hours. I don't think I used any of the footage. But it was a bunch of bands. And Kevin was kind of hosting, doing songs in between bands. And it was one band and the lead singer. And I was like, the band was good. And I didn't notice this while I was shooting. I didn't notice it at all. And I get home and I'm thinking, I'm going to go find that band because they were really good. And start looking at the footage. And the lead singer, I mean, it's just like, Dong City, like the tightest,
City.
The tightest jeans in the world, and just on display. It was just like that would just embarrass the hell out of me. That wasn't 1975. That was 2010 or 2011.
Women don't want to see that now, do they?
I just wouldn't think so, but I guess I don't know. I find it embarrassing watching the Led Zeppelin movie. I'm like, oh, Robert.
I saw David Lee Roth in the early 2000s. He was performing with, you know, at Lakewood, and he had the fake hair because now he cuts his hair, whatever.
Yeah.
But he did that thing where he got in the front row and he's shaking the Jack Daniels bottle like it's his wiener on the girls. And you would have thought in the 70s and 80s they were like,
These
girls recoiled.
This old man's pouring his whiskey on us.
Leave us alone, you dirty freak.
Is he all bald now or whatever?
Yeah, he cuts it. Yeah, he's bald. But I mean, he has a, you know, male pattern baldness.
See, that's a real problem with when you're part of hair metal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so much is based on the hair and the teasing out of the hair.
Oh, look at the guy from Poison. Did he just wore a bandana the rest of his life?
Oh, yeah. The guy. Vince.
No, that's Vince Neil just got fat from Motley Crue. He ballooned up.
Oh,
he did
that
thing at Steve's. Remember, it was down on Southside Steve's bar, and he just sat in the VIP and ate the whole
thing. I remember hearing about this. Like, he worked it out because it was a Motley Crue thing.
Yeah.
And so they did a VIP thing, and they did nothing. They just sat there.
Yeah,
and
ate and drank. Now, it's Brett, Summer of the Brett guy.
Brett.
You know, the guy.
Whatever is the
Poison.
Summer of Brett.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
Brett Love.
Brett of Love.
Yeah.
The
Rock
Brett
of
Bus.
Love with Brett Michaels. Is his name Brett
Michaels?
Michaels?
There you go, yes. God. I get him confused. Which one is Brett Michaels? Brett Michaels is Poison?
Yeah.
And Vince Neil is Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
So which one was it? It was the Poison guy.
No,
it was
Steve's
Vince Neil.
Bar, it was Vince Neil.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
The Poison guy is Brett.
Michaels.
Michaels.
From Harrisburg.
And he's the one who's balding and just wears the...
Actually from Mechanicsville, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I had not. Yeah. I knew a local kid.
Yeah. Local kid.
If, if the person's from Pennsylvania, Tim's going to know him.
Is that far from Scranton?
It's quite far from Scranton.
Okay.
It's in this, by right, Harrisburg.
York.
York
is by Harrisburg.
York than it is to Harrisburg.
Yeah, because I used to drive down through there 15.
Yeah, 15
on
goes
my way
right
down.
Both.
I used to take the southern tier to 15, go down through Harrisburg.
Does that go to Gettysburg?
It does go through Gettysburg.
I've driven that route too.
It intersects Route 30, which is kind of goes along the south.
Hey, you drive that route when it's sleeting and it's freezing and you think you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's like a scene from The Long, Long Trailer. I was driving through there. I had no heat in my car. I couldn't see out of the front. I was like, I'm going to die.
You know, I saw more Trump signs up there than I did in all of Georgia.
It's like still, Florida. It's like
still,
Florida.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, but the central PA is, I mean, I didn't realize that Pennsylvania was like that. Central PA is like a different place.
Yeah, there's Amish people everywhere. You got to, you know, constantly dodging buggies.
Bunch of windmills.
There are, well, the Amish don't run the windmills.
Some of that route is actually quite beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
It especially the part with all the porn stores.
That is my favorite.
We're open. COVID
my
friendly.
Favorite. My favorite. Are they still there on that stretch?
Yeah, they have mask required.
And the reason is because it's a trucker stretch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you get the, but yeah, you go through this area, Pennsylvania, where it's Amish people. And adult bookstores are what they used to call adult books. I guess they don't have books anymore because everything's online.
They have magazines.
Toy stores.
Yeah.
People still,
live theater.
They still have magazines inside of these places?
I imagine. Yeah, you get the
those
bundle.
Are the only magazines that are left in America.
There was one I drove past. It had a live theater, and the parking lot was packed.
Live theater.
It had a theater.
Mean?
It had a movie theater in it. You sit down and watch the movie.
Oh, like an X-rated movie.
Yeah.
Not like the individualized.
No, not like those fun booths with the... They're nice and clean. The... No, it had a...
Hey, you know, here's one for couples.
It had a theater in it. I know it's COVID, but let's go watch a movie with a bunch of other strangers.
Who the hell would need... I mean, given the video, given the
packed.
Fact that we have all kinds of...
You could pull over, use your phone, and...
Yeah, yeah, just take care of yourself and move on.
Right. Nah, I want to be around other people.
You know, there's nothing like this social, you know, engagement.
But the Little League, you know what, the porn store... A
yeah,
mile,
the Little League World Series is...
The museum is closed, but the porn store on either side of it is open.
Priorities.
That's another one. I would go down there through the summer, and so there's traffic everywhere. There's the Little League World Series, Amish, adult bookstores.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a real weird combo.
Did the Amish go to the adult bookstores?
No, they don't have hitches for their horses. Yeah.
A lot of... Well, that, I used to always think about that because I would think it would be opposite with the Amish. They would shave their beard in order to go in so they wouldn't be recognized.
Let me take off my hat.
They must, right? I mean, come on.
They tell
There's
great
no
jokes.
Way you could be had that kind of temptation.
They tell great jokes, the Amish guys, because I worked overnight at a convenience store and they would come in at 4 in the morning, like a Mennonite guy would drive them around in a van. And they'd come in and smoke cigars and little
and tell jokes.
Tell
about
jokes.
Transistor
like,
radios.
Once
and
they got once they got friendly with me, like, oh, did you hear this one?
Really?
Yeah, they're great. And then the firemen would make fun of them when they rode their bikes. Hey, get a car, a-hole.
Hey,
yeah.
You're not like us.
Get a car.
We're gonna make fun of you for it.
Hey, look at the hat.
Puritan. Ooh. I remember that being a name that I saw on the adult stores all the time.
Yeah, now they're owned by Lion's Den.
So Puritan was a chain? Lion's Den.
Yeah.
Now, down here, it's all Adam and Eve, right? That's the one down here.
They're another big concern.
Yeah, but you know the problem. Big porn?
Yeah.
I think that the Adam and Eve's and stuff, that's like, you know what? That's too romantic.
Yeah.
That's not what an adult bookstore is supposed to be.
Yeah.
There should be no romance. Nothing that resembles romance. What did you just do?
There it goes.
What's the matter with you?
That's not me. It's computer freezing up.
All right. We are done with the Podcast 30. We're going to come back and do another whole radio show tomorrow morning.
No more storms.
9 a.m. WSB. No storms. Also available on YouTube, Von Hessler Doctrine. You can watch us in there. I don't know. It's fun. You have a chat, whatever. TTFN. Thanks for listening to the Von Hessler Doctrine podcast. Remember, you can hear the show every weekday from 9 to noon right here on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.